Okay, today's daf is Trumos, daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin, we started yesterday the second perek, perek Ein Tormin, and we learned that one is allowed to be switch, take tar for tame, tame for tar. One is allowed to take tar for tame, if you remember, machlokes rishonim. That's going to be important today, so let's review that for a minute. One is allowed to take tar for tame, even though you might think that's better. You know, give the Kohen tar stuff instead of tame stuff, but the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Why? So we will see today, according to some rishonim, it is a halacha lemoshe misinai. And if that's true, so then there shouldn't be, then the difficulty is, why is it vim tar mutrumas and truma? Right? You know, if it's din daraisa, it's lechadchila, okay. But that's what the Rambam seems to say. But the Rash, we so hold that it's a din darabanan, a gzera, that if I take mitohar ala tame, then I might not want to bring them too close to each other, because I don't want the tar to become tame, and therefore I might violate min hamukaf. I'm supposed to take off truma, the truma being close to what it's being matir. And therefore, if I'm able to take min ha'tahar al-tamei, I might not do that. So that was the beginning of the Mishnah, min ha'tahar al-tamei. Then we got into later in the Mishnah, relating to ein tarim min ha'tamei al-tahar. There was a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Shogeg and mezid, which pashas means, therefore it is an, derabanan. We have the 2 days in Tosfos that had the two sources, right? Is it titain lo velo laoro, right? Or min chelev, right? Either those, because both those tummy is considered inferior min ara la yafa. So we had that, and then we had other examples of the difference between shogeg and mason. Good. So then we just discussed on Tez Zayinim Abayz the chilukim. And the Gemara said, it's fascinating that Trumas Meiser has certain halachos that we learn from Trumas Meiser, but it doesn't apply to Trumas Meiser. It is la eino lemeidin, hi melameda es veino lemeida. So that's a couple of halachas, including min hamukaf, and this halacha of min hatohar al hatame. One is allowed to take min hatohar al hatame by Truma, but is allowed to take min hatohar al hatame from Trumas Meiser. And we'll get back to that. But then the Gemara ended off by saying, but both of them have the halacha of Gemar Malacha, that the chi of Hafrasha starts when there is Gemar Malacha. So now we're on top. And the Tosefta tells us, we just repeated also, that one of the differences between Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedola is this first halacha, whether you could take off min hatohar al hatame. So the Brisa said, by Truma, you can't take min hatohar al hatame. The Brisa says, by Trumas Meiser, you can. Do you have to? Or can you? That's a machlokas. I have tame stuff. I have meiser rishon tame. So we know you are allowed to take tar stuff and give it for Trumas Meiser. But do you have to? Or is it, can you? So machlokas. Trumas Meiser, and he tells us, minatar latar. So Trumas Meiser can be taken, minatar latar, uminatame alatame. That's also okay. See, we're going to see it's allowed. Minatar alatame. All three, vein, and he tells min hatame al hatar. The only thing you're not allowed to do is min hatame al hatar. So therefore, it could be either one. If you have tummy stuff, you can give tummy stuff from the tummy stuff, or tar stuff from the tummy stuff. Reb Nechem Yomer, no. Kishem. She'ein and he tells us min hatame al hatar. Kachein and he tells us min hatame al hatame. If you have tar stuff, you need to give that. You can't take tummy from tummy by Trumas Meiser. You have to take tar from tummy. You have to. Not that you're allowed to. Right, that is the machlokes tanoim. Umode Reb Nechemya b'demai. Reb Nechemya admits by demai that one is allowed to take benatame latame. Why? Because we know demai, the whole thing is a chumra. We had a whole mesechta about demai. Demai, we don't know if Truma Gedola was taken off, if you remember. Right, Ami Aretz take off Truma Gedola. They're scared of Truma Gedola. But they didn't take off Meiser Rishon, which has Trumas Meiser in it. So, says the Gemara, when it comes to Demai, which Rov Ami Aretz Ma'asrin Hain, Gemara, the end of Masechah Sota. Rov Ami Aretz take off, so you could probably, if you go by Rov, so you could assume that Meiser Rishon was taken off, the Trumas Meiser was taken off, but we're Machmir. But because the whole thing is a Chumra Drabanan, so that's why the Din of Reb Nechemya does not apply to that. For Demai, the Trumas Meiser, you can take Min Hatame Al Hatame. Demai, we discussed this back in Maseches Demai, but we haven't touched on it in a while, so let's just review the question that Achronim asked. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in Asmin D'Araisa in Klal Vav. He discusses Chazal Asr Demai. Again, Rov Amei Eretz Ma'asrin Heim, and therefore I have to be Ma'afrish. What's the nature of that Gzera of Demai? Masha Asru Chazal Demai, Im Ha'Isr Hu Rak, Im Ha'Amert Lo Iser Be'emes, what happens if I'm eating it, I wasn't mafresh demai. And the amaretz really took off. So I'm eating heter gamur. Is it heter gamur? Is it heter gamur? Afsha ochel lo yada she'iser, al kol zeh, havi rakin iskavin lecho basar chazir, v'ala biyada basar tleh. It's like I'm eating something not kosher. I think I'm eating something not kosher, but I really happen to be eating something kosher. She'ain sham maisa avera, brak machsheves avera. V'hachin ami dechvasa. Is that what we say? We should say that it's purely if. But if the am aretz was mafresh, then you didn't do anything wrong. Oh, do we say the motivation was a chash? But once Chazal asserted it, they gave it as a chalo shem isur drabanan. Chefse shemachalos asuras midrabanan. O Dilma, Kivan Shaasru Chazal, Achilas Demai, Kozman She'ein Yodea, Im Ama Aretz Iser, Havile Iser Be'etzem, Af Im Iser Ha'ama Aretz. Even if he was Mafrish, Kozman She'ocha Lo Yada She'iser, so what is it? Is there a Chefsa Shel Iser Durabanan? Even if the Ama Aretz already took off. So he says, I think this is a relatively short Asmin D'Araisa and Klal Vav. It's only two columns. And he says, I think the Gemara Chulun Davav is a Beferish Raya. What does the Gemara there talk about? It talks about a case of Reb Zeira and Reb Asi. Reb Zeira and Reb Asi Iklu Lepuntaka. Reb Zeira and Reb Asi came to a certain inn, right? Deya Aisi Lekamayu Beitzim Mitzum Beitzim Mitzum HaMitzumakos B'yayin. They brought them some type of dish. That might have a dish that was demai. Reb Zeira lo achal, v'Rav Asi achal. Reb Zeira didn't touch it, and Rav Asi did. Amalei Reb Zeira Rav Asi, v'lo chayish mar lo tarov es demai. Aren't you worried that maybe there's some demai in this mixture? So how are you eating it? Amalei, he answers, lo adatai. I forgot. Amar Reb Zeira, efshar gozer al tarov es demai, umistaya milsa d'Rav Asi, l'mecha lisura. Is it possible that he forgot? How could that be? And the Gemara quotes, Hashta behemtan shal sadiqim min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala yadam. If we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what this is doing in Chulun Davav. Because that's where the discusses the chamor of Pinchas ben Yared that wouldn't eat stuff that wasn't meisered. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala even to the animals of sadiqim, kal v'chomer to the sadiqim themselves, sadiqim masva l'kol shekein. So nafak dach v'ashkach, and he realized that they weren't gozer on a taroves. Fine, but for the fact that principle is used there, what is he saying? The nira mized da afilu and be'emes isra ma'aretz. It's clear from there that it's a chefsa, because you're quoting. Oh, if it was really a gzera, then how could he have eaten that? If it was a gzera, havelei isra be'etzem. It seems like it must be an isra be'etzem because you know maybe the ma'aretz was. Ma'aser. But it must be, he would have been doing something wrong if they were gozer. V'dilma sharmer min ha-shamayim es rav'asi b'michshol, be'emes. It must be, v'chulu, and he continues, al-karchach, demashalo, no da'lonu b'nei adam, she'isra ma'aretz, havi isra be'etzem, afim isra ma'aretz, v'dok ki raya mochrachas, be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. I think that's a raya mochrachas. And he quotes four other gemaras, but that's his netiyah. But that's here, demai. Let's get back to demai. So even though it might be an isra be'etzem, but it's still makel. It's still based on a chumra d'rabanan. And that's what the gemara says, that Reb Nechemya agrees that one could take off min hatame al hatame by trumas meiser of demai. The gemara says, ad kedon b'shaya lo me'oso amin. Fine, I understand that if you have, let's say I have tame, olives. So if I have some tahar olives, I could give that instead. Min atar latami. If I have from that min and it's tahar. Lo hayalom yosu amin. What if I didn't have? What if I don't have any? I don't have any from that min. Meaning, am I stuck? Right? What do I do? So nishmina min adol. Let's try to prove it from the following story. Rabbi Chanina antunaya salakim Reb Zeira lachamas gror. Rabbi Chanina antuna went with Reb Zeira to this place, to Chamas Gror, Zavan Le Kluskin. They bought some rolls. They brought some kluskin. Kluskin are rolls. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, kluski v'tarhaya bo miskana miyom l'chavrei. What does that mean? Rav Zeira wanted to save some of the rolls that he just got for tomorrow, because these rolls were tahar. And he wasn't sure, tomorrow he might only find tameh rolls to buy. So he wanted to save some tahar ones for tomorrow. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, Ratza litro me osa gluska gam alzu sheyikna lamachar. Shema tia tameya. Maybe they'll all be tameh velo yuchal litakna. And he won't be able to be misakin it. Meaning, who is he going like? Rav Nechemiah. Rav Chaim says you have to do tahar ala tameh. And he's nervous that he's not going to have any, and then what? And then he's going to be stuck. So what does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Chemia's din is, even if you have nothing else, you have to. You have to. Amar Leh and Reb Chanina says to Reb Zera, what are you worried about? Les anan srichin chshashin lichida. That's a das yachid. What are you worried about Rabbi Chemia for? But you see from what he did that if you would hold like Rabbi Chemia, is l'chameimar b'shahay lo mo'osu amin. It must be that he had to have from that min, and without it, he would be stuck. That's what the Reb Chaim Kanievsky again says. V'achshash de Reb Zeira havishem lo yeh biyado el atame. Maybe he would only have tame rolls. V'lo yuchal atakna chavaklali. He would be stuck. Alma, what do you see from the understanding of Reb Nechemiah in the story? Alma afilu ein lo tar me'oso amin ein anitelas ben atame v'yamtin achiyim zatar me'oso amin. And you gotta wait. There's no kulos. Reb Nechemiah has a very strong shita, but again, Rabbi Chanina said, don't worry about it. We don't pass in that way, and therefore, you don't have to do it. Interesting, Reb Zeira had the attitude of always thinking ahead. Always gotta think ahead. He was thinking, what I'm gonna need tomorrow. Right, so I remember the Gemara Maseches Beitzah has a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel about how to be Mechabi Shabbos. And that's one of the unusual cases where we say we go like Shammai. What does Shammai do? Maybe I'll read it in Beitzah. Gemara in Beitzah tells us that Shammai, whatever he used to find something for Shabbos, he used to put it away for Shabbos. And then, if he found something nicer, he would eat the first thing and say, this is Lekavet Shabbos. This is Lekavet Shabbos. That's what that's what every single day he didn't think. He was worried. He was worried that maybe he wouldn't find something like Reb Zeira. What about Hillel? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. I'll find something. I'm not worried about not finding something. And he wasn't worried so much about the future because he had the bitachon. This is what the Gemara says. Beis Shammai. We find the other line. Amar Olav Al Shammai Azaken. Kol Yamav Hayochel Kavet Shabbos. Matza Behemen Na'eh Omer Zula Shabbos. Matza Acheres Na'ehemena. You find the nicer one. Meniach Hasashniyah V'ochel Hasarishona. Aval Hil Azaken Midach. So that's like worrying about tomorrow, like Reb Zeira did. And that's what we paskin. Right, that's what we're supposed to do. Aval Hilazakin, he was on a different level of bitachon. Mida acheres hoy salosh. Call myself l'shem shemaim shenemar baruch Hashem yom yom. He had a different mida. What does that mean? A different mida. It means that he would, not save because he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him else. But in general, we have to be mechin for the future. We always have to be roes hanolad. Think about the future. Think about our future actions. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Hilchas Shalosh Shudas. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Reis Sadi Aleph in Shalosh Shudas, Yehi Zohir Maod." I once saw a list. How many times does the Shulchan Aruch say Maod? Be very careful. A bunch of times. How many times does the Shulchan Aruch say Maod Maod? Not too many. Like 6 times. The Sma, I think, on Choshe Mishpat, beginning of Choshe Mishpat, in Hilchas Shochad, he catalogs the couple of times. Where does the Shulchan Aruch say Ma'od, Ma'od? By Shochad, by Ribbis, by Arias. Right, a few times. Ma'od, Ma'od. We have to be very, very careful. Ma'od, Ma'od by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Right, by all of these, the Shulchan Aruch says Ma'od, Ma'od. And it's all rooted in Rabbi Levitas. Rabbi Levitas in Pirkei Avos, Ma'od Ma'od Havishal Ruach. So they're all connected, all the Ma'od Ma'ods. So here's just one Ma'od. Yei Zohir Ma'od L'Kayim Su the Shlishis. Va'afim Hu Saveya Yochel L'Kayim Osag B'Kabetza. People think that Shalosh Shudas is such a commitment. One piece Achala. That's it. That's all you need. Maybe I'll say, I can't do Shalosh Shudas. One slice Achala. Vim Iyaf Shalo Klal Lechol Enochay L'Tzar Atzatzmo. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Mamish going to be an Achila Gasa, right, then you don't have to be a tzar yourself. But two things. Number one, we have to know that right after Shabbos, we have plenty, all of a sudden our stomach opened up. It's like the Neshama Yaseira took up all that space, right? And now there's plenty more. So, right, it's a fake. So we have, it's all in the attitude. One slice of challah, we could always have room for. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Va'achacham, based on the tour, Va'achacham in a barosho. Meaning the wise man thinks ahead. Shalo Yamali binno besudas haboker, skip dessert by lunch. On the winter ones, you have to skip dessert. Okay. So we can't blame halacha for being too difficult if we put ourselves in that position. Again, thinking ahead. That's what we learned from Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira thought ahead, and then Rabbi Chanina said, in this case, you actually don't have to worry about it because we don't paskin that way. Okay. Be'emes Amru. So Be'emes Amru, ha'igol. So remember what the Mishnah say. The Mishnah said that you can't be Torah minatohar alatameh, but then be'emes amru, those two words, in truth they say, and then we had an exception to the rule. Right? We had, if you have a whole figs that are dried and they're put in a cake, right, an eagle shell tvela, half is tameh, half is tahar, so then you can, minatameh alatar, or a tar alatameh. This is what we're talking about first half. You can tell, if they're one thing, if they're one gush, then you can take min hatar latame, and same thing with agudah shel yarek, and same thing with an arema. So be'emes amru igal amar Elazar kol makom shesharninu be'emes halacha lemoshe misinai. Right, whenever it says be'emes in a mishnah or in chazal, halacha moshe misinai. Period. So first of all, we'll talk about what halacha moshe misinai in a minute. There is a tshuva of the Rashbash. Tshuva of the Rashbash. One of the late Rishonim, who discusses that, I don't know, sometimes I found Be'emes or Be'emes Amru in Chazal, and it for sure does not mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Again, we said yesterday, but let's just say it again. According to the Rambam, who says the din of Ein Tarmei Min Atar Ala Tamei is Daraisa, so then to have an exception to the rule of Halacha Moshe Misinai, that makes sense. But according to the Rash, who said, the Rash Mishans, that the whole din of Min Atar Ala Tamei, Ain Tarmin, Natar Latami is Durabanan, because Gzeira you might not do Min Amukaf. So what does Halach Moshe Misina mean? You can have an exception to the rule of the Din Durabanan. So he says, Halach Moshe Misina doesn't mean Halach Moshe. Be'emes Amru doesn't mean Halach Moshe Misina Mamish. It means it's as clear as Halach Moshe Misina. Right. So that's what he says here. But the Rashbash in Achuv and Simon Tafkuf Tzadi Gimel points out that there are a number of Chazals that have to be. It might be a dinter abundant, it might be clear. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, in the Bavli. Be'emes Amru, hachazin roe me'echan tinokos karin. The Rebbe who's teaching the children is allowed to look over their shoulders into their chumash to see what they're up to at the light of the candle. We're not worried that he's going to be mat to the light. That's Be'emes Amru. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. V'yafshar bazu she'alacha Moshe Misinai. Dein karan la'ar haner ein el gzeir shemayata. U'b'darashu gzeir lo shayach lamemar she'alacha Moshe Misinai. So, he says, Rashi in Bava Metzia, Rashi in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach says, be'emes amru just means, ein l'gamgein b'davar, v'nokit be l'misne be'emes, it means it's clear cut, like that Rash said. So, it sounds like a machlokes we've shown him. But, says the Rashbash, you can't blame the Rambam. It's a Yerushalmi. And that's our Yerushalmi. So if you think the Rambam, how can the Rambam say this? The Rambam says whenever it says Be'emes Amru, Halacha Moshe Misinai, so he says that, Akash on the Yerushalmi. On this Yerushalmi. Because it's not every time, right? What does our Yerushalmi say? Kol Makom Shoshanu. So it must be with exceptions. Don't take Kol so seriously. So there is, much to talk about by Halacha Moshe Misinai. What is a Halacha Moshe Misinai? What is it? So we know the Rambam tells us. The Rambam tells us, if you remember in the introduction to Pirush Mishnayos, he talks about the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. This comes up once every couple months, so it's always good to review. The five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Number one and two are very similar, but they're different. One and two, Halacha Moshe Misinai is one category, and the other one is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that we have Misora from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? But it's Pirushim HaMekubalim. So the two examples that the Rambam gives is Gemara Baba Kama, Ayin Tachazayin, right? An eye for an eye. Nobody ever said that an eye for an eye was literal, right? The Gemara mentioned it means money, eye for an eye. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, but that's a Pirushim HaMekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu. Eye for an eye, Ayin Tachazayin. And number two, Priyetz Hadar. Priyetz Hadar is an Esrog. Right? How do you know it's an Esrog? The Gemara talks about it in Sukkah. Maybe it's a quince. Maybe it's a this. Maybe Esrog, that's a beautiful fruit. So that's not halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's a Pirusha Mekubo B'Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between the two if they both come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Pirusha Mekubo B'Moshe Rabbeinu and halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So the Rambam says, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, if I gave you 1,000,000 years, you wouldn't come up with it by studying the Torah. Right? Like, why is 10 tefachim a mechitza? Why is, you know, all the other halacha Moshe B'Sinai? I don't know. Nisach HaMayim, if it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There are many. Pirush HaMekubal B'Moshe Rabbeinu, you'd come up with, if you had time. Look, Ayin Tach HaZayin, most legal systems in the world hold Ayin Tach HaZayin means money. So it's not so far-fetched. Right? Or Priyas Adar. Esrog is a beautiful fruit. There's other beautiful fruits, but... So, Pirush HaMekubal B'Moshe Rabbeinu, you might have come up with it if you had enough time. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's no remez in the Pasuk at all. Shi'ur, why is Shi'ur Kezayis? Shirin, Kezayis, Mechitzin, all the halachos B'Sinai that we have. So the Rambam tells us those are the two categories, and that's the difference between the two, right? Chelik Harishon, Pirush HaMekubal Mimoshe, Sheish Lam Remez B'Kasufo, She'efshar Lalamda B'Achaz Mimidos. V'Zein B'Machlokas Klal. The Rambam, by the way, says both of them have no machlokas. And that gets into a little trouble, because it seems to be some achlokas about halachos B'Sinai. Tzroros. Hachilak Hasheni, Heimadinim Shem Behem Amrul Shem halachos B'Sinai, Ve'ein Aleim Raya, Kamosha Amayinu. And there's no remez. Just to fill out the other three, number three is the Dvarim that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatarim Veshes Behem. That's the largest category of Torah Shebal Peh. All the Drushas Chazal, category four, Takanos, category five, Gzeros. So the Dinim Durabanan are also part of the part of Torah Shebal Peh. Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Durabanan. The first three are Daraisa, and the second ones are Durabanan. There are different categories of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai too, but let's wait on that for a moment, and we'll come back a little later. But now, let's continue. So says the Gemara. So this was an exception to the rule that if it's one cake together, so then one can take min hatohar al hatame. Right? That's an exception to the rule. So now the Gemara says, how do you have an eagle shell dvela? You have a bunch of figs together in a cake. Some are tummy, some are tar. Isn't that one thing? How do you have some tummy, some tar? The eagle shall tvela, shenitma miksaso. If you have a cake of figs that becomes tummy part of it, mikiba shenitma miksaso, ain't kulo tummy? Doesn't it all become tummy? So it's it all be tummy. Answer, bimechubar, bime peris, he must nisa. No, we're talking about, it's connected with what? Me peris. It's connected with fruit juice. And fruit juice cannot be a mitzarif in halacha. Fruit juice for tuma. Fruit juice cannot be a mitzarif. Good. Interesting. If you look, let's just finish the next line, and then we'll talk about that line. V'ein sofo, continues the Gemara. V'ein sofo l'chalik v'lasoso shnayim. But 1 second. When I'm mafrish, usually, let's say when I'm mafrish figs, or any hafrash shuma, what do? I usually cut a piece off, I hold it. And I hold it next to the thing, the chulin, and I make the bracha. So here, when you do that frasha and the designation, isn't it already separated? So we said you can't be mafresh min hatorah latame, except here because it's one gush, it's one thing together. But what do you mean? When you do the actual afrasha, didn't you cut off a piece and now it's not together anymore? Vein sova lechali v'laso shnayim. Answer the Gemara. No. It must be you don't do that here. Tipater shakar l'shem b'mechubar. No, you're korei shem on it before you cut it. So usually you cut it first and you hold it next to it. Here you don't because you're only allowed to take min hatorah latame because it's connected. And therefore, you don't want to separate it. You don't want to separate it. Good. There is an important Rambam Ravid discussion. The Rambam Ravid in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, right towards the end of Sefer Tara. The Rambam there says, Kol Ochelam Yuchelam Achal Adam. These are the basic rules. Again, this set of halachas is part of the Rambam's genius. Right? There's no Mishnayis Tumas Ochlin. So the Rambam here takes Mishnayos from all over Seder Taras. It's pointed out, remember Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out, that the Rambam seemed to love Seder Taras the most, Mishnayos. Because we have more Kisvei Yad of Pirush Mishnayos on Taras than any other. He has a huge Hakdama on Taras, all the ABCs. The Rambam says, you have to read this, and the Rambam writes this in Hakdama, you have to read this and know this, and you have to know it by heart. He says, you can't just like go through this once and expect to know the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. You have to know it by heart, the Rambam says, of his Hakdama T'Taras. But he He culled Mishnayos from Machshirin and from Kalim and from all over and put him into Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Unbelievable. He created an area of halacha, Tumas Ochlin. And it's one mitzvah. Din Tumas Mashkin v'Ochlin v'Hechsheiran. Right, he could have made it Hilchas Machshirin, but it's not Hilchas Machshirin. Because it's not just about the halachas of being Machshir l'kabel Tumah. It's about food becoming Tameh. Part of the halachas of food becoming Tameh is Hechsher. It's genius. The Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Kol ochel hamiyuchar l'ma'achal adam." Any food that is, this is a Mishnah in Uksin. Right? Just look at the Kesef Mishnah. Just where's the Rambam getting this from? Uksin, Machshirin, Psachim. The Rambam created this. So kol ochel hamiyuchar l'ma'achal adam kigon lechem ubasar va'anav v'zeisim. Any food, bread, meat, grapes, olives. V'chayotze bahen mekabel tuma. Food can be mekabel tuma. Right? There are four things that can be mekabel tuma. Right, four things. Adam, Mekalim, Ochlin, Umashkin. Right, four things can be Makabal Tumah. So, if something is not Miuchad for people food, Hariz et Tar, Vein, Makabal Tumah. Elim, Kin, Chishev, Allah, Vyichtu, Lamachal Adam. Right, only food, and if it's not designated for human consumption, it's not Makabal Tumah unless it's designated for human consumption. Vizeh, Vizeh, Eino, Makabal Tumah, Achi, Yival, El, Tchila, Be'echel, Mishiv, Umashkin. So we know, only if it gets wet with one of the seven liquids, can it then become tummy. Vizui anikra hechsher. This is what's called hechsher l'kabel tumah. Ve'elu yisef shiva mashkin. What are the seven mashkin shemachshir nesochlon l'tumah? And the Rambam quotes the seven mashkin. Yad shach adam. Fine. And then the Rambam says, ochel shahya bolo b'mei peros. What if a food is dripping in fruit juice, kigon, metutim verimonim, pomegranate juice, strawberry juice, afobishu balo v'nogabo azovo basar ames, a dead body could touch it after it got wet from strawberry juice, hareyu tahar. It's tahar because it wasn't hukshar. Mibrei shalo hukshar v'chamishivas mashkin. Says the Rambam now, halacha dalet. Ein sham mashka shemakabo tuma ela shivas mashkin shemanina bavad. The only liquids that are makabo tuma are the sheva mashkin. Aval shar me peris kederach she'ein machshirin kach ein makablin tuma klal. The Rambam says these are the only seven liquids that can become tame also. If you have pomegranate juice, if you have apple juice from pure apples, it cannot become tame. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam. What are you talking about? Right? All the halacha is that only these seven are machshir l'kabel tuma. And says the Ravid, look in the Yerushalmi. Only these seven are mitzaref for Tumah. That's what we just said. But who says that they're not mekabel Tumah themselves? That's the Ravid's kash on the Rambam. What's the Rambam talking about? All we know in Chazal is that these seven liquids are the only ones that are machshir l'kabel Tumah, and the only ones that connect, that are mitzaref, other things, like our Gemara just says here. Our Gemara says, it's mechubar b'mei peros, therefore it's not mitzaref. But who says it's not mekabel Tumah? So that's the Ravid's argument on the Rambam, and the Nosei Kalim work hard to figure out where the Rambam gets this from. Where does the Rambam get this from? That all juices besides these seven are not Mekabel Tumah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Chiddush of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'chein Aguda Shel Yerek. The same things, right, we said. The Mishnah said that if you have a bundle of vegetables, also, if some of it's tameh, some of it's tar, you are allowed to be mafrish min hatohar ala tameh. This is part of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Masnisa shenit, so it says the Gemara, a limitation. Masnisa shenit meis v'oda aguda. The case must be that it became tameh, part of the aguda became tameh when it was already in aguda. But what if they became tame as separate stalks and then they were put together in the bundle? Lobada, that's not good enough. Then why? Why is it not good enough? Beautiful lum. This Rav Chaim Kadievsky explains. Because when this became tame, at that moment, you were not able to take min hatar ala tame because it's a separate item. Now that you bound it together, that original chiyuv doesn't leave. Only if it was a bundle. So when it became tamei, it was already in the bundle as a unit. So then we say you could do benatar ala tamei. Aval here, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, im nitmeis ba'otan klachim, tikfar haya bedin, shalol hafer shalem benatar. The din already kicked in that you can't take benatar. V'yacharkach adon yachre matar, lo yafrish benatar ala tamei. Fine. That says the Gemara, the same question we asked before. Vein sofa lechali v'lasor shtayim. But anyway, aren't you going to split it, you're going to be mafresh after you cut off a piece. No, tivadavish karla shem b'mechubar. Same thing. Ask the Gemara, what about this case? Eget shenitma vehitiru va'agdomahu. What if it was one bundle and it became tame, part of it? Good, so now you can be mafresh some tar. But then you untied it and then you tied it again. So is the din of that we just said that it has to be tame at the beginning and at the end, but the middle doesn't matter? Or does it have to be tame constant? Does it have to be a bundle constantly? Right, when it became tame, if you undo it, it no longer has the min hatar ala tame. No answer to that question. No answer to that question. So now the Gemara says, what do we need three cases in the Mishnah for? Right, three cases of an example of a unit. For listen to eagle, for listen to aguda. Just say the eagle, the fig case, and not the bundle of vegetables. For listen to aguda, for listen to arema, or the bundle of vegetables, you don't have to say the pile. Right, we had three cases. We had the fig cake, and we had the bundle of vegetables, and we had the pile of grain. So, if you only had case one, have an amrin eagle, shekula guf echad torim. I would have thought only a fig cake, that's really one unit. Aguda shein kula guf echad eino torim. But an aguda, a bundle that's wrapped up with a rubber band, right? Who says that's a one, that's a unit? That's why you have to say aguda. That's why it says case number two. And if you only had case number two and not case number three, I would have said aguda shekula tfusa achas torim. Find the aguda. It's at least in one bundle. It's one thing held together. Arema shein kula tfusa achas eino torim. But a pile of grain, that for sure is not considered one, I would have said. That's why you have to say misni eagle, v'tzurcha misni aguda, v'tzurcha misni arema. That's why you need all three. You're right. The Gemara could have asked, you could have just said the last one. Right? Arema is the biggest chiddush. You could have just said arema and not said the previous two. But the Gemara is basically saying that it's going in chiddush agabi chiddush. Chiddush agabi chiddush, and then that's why it all three are needed in the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Mikivan, and Be'er Hashem will pick up next time with Trumas Daf Yud Ches.